Tomorrow, voters in Norman will decide on a stormwater plan that would increase residents' monthly utility bills. The city says the additional revenue will help deal with runoff created by heavy rainfall and property damage from flooding. It would also affect the quality of water in the Canadian River and Lake Thunderbird. The lake is the city's primary drinking water source. But rural residents are concerned they're being asked to shoulder an unfair share of the costs without seeing much benefit. Leslie Rard lives about 8 miles northeast of Norman's core. Her lengthy gravel driveway leads visitors to her 5-acre lot just south of the Oklahoma City border.
I have never had my driveway hold water. Now, when we had the flood last year, I lost most of my gravel. It washed off to the side of the drive. So to call this impervious, I just don't think is correct.
That word, impervious, it's a key part of the stormwater utility plan. Residents would be charged based on the amount of hard surface they have on their property, things like roofs, parking lots, swimming pools, and Rard's driveway.
When it rains, it soaks in. As you can see down the center of my drive, it's grass. So basically just the tire tread area is gravel.
But city engineer Scott Sturtz says Norman studied stormwater utility plans across the country and didn't find any with an exemption for gravel.
When you use it for a parking surface or as a driveway, you have to compact it so that it doesn't just push out of the way. And when you compact it, you fill those holes that the water would run through. So you create a hard surface with it when you start the compaction process.
When runoff flows over these hard surfaces, it picks up gasoline, motor oil, fertilizer, and debris, which goes untreated into Lake Thunderbird or the Canadian River. The Environmental Protection Agency classifies the lake as impaired due to several water quality issues. Kate Bierman is a supporter of the Stormwater Utility Plan and a volunteer with Norman Friends for Clean Water.
Our water rate increase a year and a half ago helped fund the water treatment plant to keep the water cleaner from there into our faucets, but we're not doing anything to clean the water before it gets to the lake.
The city says it could face fines of up to $10,000 per day if it doesn't meet state and federal water quality mandates for Lake Thunderbird, so it's trying to remedy things fast. The stormwater utility plan would cost residents $1.25 for every 1,000 square feet of hard surface area, plus an additional dollar management fee. For most people, that's an extra $6 a month, but many rural residents saw estimates in the $50 to $60 range. Tax-exempt organizations like churches and schools won't pay more than $300 a month. Leslie Rard's projection is $16, and she disputes how the city got that figure. In addition to her driveway, she also has a wooden balcony the city counts as impervious.
It's decking boards with a quarter-inch gap between them, and I have a garden below it, and that will be one thing that I will have to also ask for a credit for.
Most of Norman's data come from aerial mapping, and there'll be an appeals process for incorrect measurements, misidentification of impervious surface area, or property improvements if the proposal's approved. The city says the plan will raise about $5 million during its first year. That money will go toward maintaining stormwater pipelines, complying with regulatory requirements, and neighborhood maintenance and flood relief projects. At a contentious town meeting last Monday, several rural residents voiced their concerns.
I'm going to have a $40 bill.
It's a tax.
Large houses on small lots were creating more and more runoff.
I don't even use city water.
If this were a utility, I'd have the right to opt out of it.
Kate Bierman, the volunteer with Norman Friends for Clean Water, hopes the city will offer some exemptions to rural residents who have better water stewardship practices than urban dwellers.
I think that organic farmer that has installed French drains, that doesn't use fertilizer and, you know, rotates their crops, deserves more credits than the agricultural producer who just simply has a large acreage.
But Leslie Rard, who spent years as a secretary in the University of Oklahoma's College of Engineering working with environmental and groundwater issues, says she doesn't think Norman has the time, the money, or the workers to devote to the rural population.
I can understand the people that want to vote yes. I can understand the people that want to vote no. All I can do is say that my experience out here with the city of Norman is they don't have the resources.
If the stormwater proposal passes, the fee structure would go into effect November 1st. Even though RARD and others plan to challenge any new utility costs, many rural families with fewer appeal options may be in a tighter spot. For KGOU, I'm Brian Hartzinski. And you can find much more information about the proposal on the ballot tomorrow and a link to the city's stormwater utility fee calculator on our website, kgou.org.